Welcome back to another episode of 20s Toolbox here on WDIY. A special welcome to all my new listeners as well. I'm your host, Grace Mansfield. April is finally here. It's finally spring. Well, maybe the weather hasn't quite figured it out yet, but we'll see what happens. On this show, we're always talking about building the next chapter of your life, something that can feel both exciting and really overwhelming. Tonight specifically, we're going to unpack how storytelling, branding, and your self-image play a crucial role in the construction of this new chapter. Because in your 20s, you're not just figuring out what kind of job you want, but you're also figuring out who you want to be, and more importantly, who you want to become. Every decision and every move you make help shape your personal brand and the story you tell the world. And maybe more importantly, the story you tell yourself about yourself. If there was any time to take control of the narrative you're telling yourself and others, and to start creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling, the time is now. I'm so excited to introduce my guest for this episode, who is going to be able to speak about all of that and more. As publisher of the Valley's only monthly regional magazine, Lehigh Valley Style, Pam Deller oversees the magazine's editorial and visual content, manages the advertising sales staff, influences marketing and events, and is responsible for the financial growth and profitability of the publication. Pam is passionate about the purpose of Lehigh Valley Style, connecting people, creating a community, helping businesses become successful, and telling the stories of the region. She considers herself fortunate to work with a team of dedicated professionals who are equally proud to represent the print, digital, social media, and events that comprise the Lehigh Valley Style brand. Welcome to the show, Pam. I'm so excited to have you here today. As a fellow storyteller myself, I can't wait to see what insights you have.
I'm so excited to be here with you, Grace, as well.
Before we jump into the questions, I probably mentioned a lot of it in the bio, but would you be able to share a little bit about yourself, your experience, and what you do for our listeners?
Sure. Well, I think you pretty much covered my professional career as publisher at Lehigh Valley Style. Personally, I am the mother to three grown daughters ranging in age from 26 to 39. I've helped three young women through their 20s as well, I hope. And I'm a lifelong resident of the Lehigh Valley. I grew up in Coopersburg. I raised my family here. Very proud to be a part of the Lehigh Valley community and very proud to, you know, help influence life here in the Lehigh Valley and share the stories of our community through the magazine.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a great place to live. I'm also a lifetime resident of the Valley, so super excited to talk with you today. To kick things off, would you be able to share a little bit about how you personally define storytelling and branding in the context of our lives and careers in your young adult years?
Okay, sure. I mean, that's a really complex question because there's so much behind that. I'm going to try and answer it because what I do at the magazine, obviously, is we're telling the stories of our community and, you know, building a brand, which is Lehigh Valley Style. But I think when you look at it as a personal level, first of all, everybody has a story to tell and everybody's story is unique. Everybody, your story is your collection of life experiences that make you the person that you are. And I think we all want our story to be heard as well. So maybe we won't always, you know, be profiled in a magazine or interviewed on a podcast, but we're telling our personal stories to each other through our social media, through our personal relationships. You know, we tend to connect with people whose stories are similar to our own or whose stories resonate with each other. So I think we're always sharing our own story and, you know, the way that we present ourselves, again, whether it's on, you know, social media or interpersonal relationships. And I think we have to be really careful and be very considerate of the story that we're sharing, because I think everyone has several stories in their mind, and you can focus on, you know, the things that happen to you in a negative way, or you can focus on the things that have happened to you in a positive way and shape that into a great story instead of a sad story. So I think we all have to be careful of that. And as far as branding, obviously businesses, you know, create brands, but we create our own brand for ourselves. You know, when I was coming up through my 20s and my early years, we used to call it character. what is your character? Your character, what do you say about yourself? Or when you leave a room, what do you want people to say about you when you leave the room? That's kind of your brand or your character. What do you stand for? What will people say about you? By your words and your actions, you are creating your brand or your character, however you want to, label it, but you're creating your own brand by your actions and your words and how you show up, whether it's in your personal life or in your job. That's how you create your brand. And I think, we have to be very mindful of the brand that we're creating and the stories we're telling about ourselves.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. It's a great reflection question. Just thinking about, like, after you enter a room, what do you want people to say about you? So I love that. I'm definitely going to be thinking about that from now on.
That's definitely helped me a lot in my career, thinking about what's the impression that you want to leave, because you can tell your story any way you want it, but how you show up and how people perceive you to be by your words and your actions is really, the story that you're going to leave with people.
Absolutely. Switching gears a little bit to get more specific, you did an interview a couple of years ago in 2017 with 69 News that I found really interesting. In the interview, you were really talking about the Lehigh Valley style brand, but you mentioned that the secret to your success is that you really believe there's not a problem that can't be solved. Would you be able to share a little bit about how you arrived at that perspective and what implications it has for someone in their young adult years as they craft their personal brand?
That was something, and I still believe that to this day. I think that, and when I say I truly believe there's not a problem that can't be solved, I don't mean that to be arrogant or, to be boastful in any way. What I mean is that when I look at my development as a woman, as a person, as an employee, when I look back at what makes me different or what made me stand out in various roles throughout my life, was that fact that okay. So one time, a manager or in an interview, I was asked, like, what are you famous for? And I didn't understand what that meant at the time, but I have since come to learn that, that question was meant for me to tell the interviewer what I'm really good at. And if you ask me what I'm famous for or what I'm really good at, it is solving problems. Whether it's a problem, how are we, going to achieve this goal? How are we going to, we messed up. How are we going to make it right? We disappointed someone. What are we going to do to walk through this process and mend that relationship? I just always feel that there is a solution to every problem. And I think just by listening and talking to people and again, listening to their stories, they have a side. Everybody has something that they want to be heard. Listening to every party involved in a situation or a complication lets you listen to everything. And I've just been able to like hear that and then come up with something. It might not be the perfect solution every time, but it, a way to bring everybody together to solve the problem, to repair the relationship or whatever. I do think that there is a solution to every problem.
I wish a lot of people had that kind of attitude about it because it's such a life skill, whether, you were talking about just achieving small goals in your job, but also on a larger level, just in life too. I think it's really a life skill that we all should learn how to do to problem solve. And like you said, even if it's not the best solution, it's one that you came up with, it's one that you're proud of, and one that you want to execute. So I love that. In your experience, how does the story we tell ourselves shape who we become in the future? And for someone in their 20s, how do you suggest you become more intentional about crafting that narrative?
That's a loaded question. We may have touched on this earlier. I think we just all have to be very careful about what we believe about ourselves or what we listen, to the voice in your head. I think there's a lot of tools out there now that can help people. I think, often we, in today's world, people get caught up in social media and they get caught in looking at other people's stories. And they're not, most of them aren't real, as we know. That's a lot of smoke and mirrors out there. And I think we just have to really be intentional and look inward, and work on our own stories, work on our own, building our own character. We all have great qualities. We all have challenges. We've all lived through challenges maybe we should never have had to have faced. But to live your best life and to move forward and to become the person you want to be, I think you have to really look inward. And what are the things that you can work to overcome? Like, look at your own, not shortcomings, but where, like, okay, I'll early on in my career, when I came to work at Lehigh Valley Style, I literally had panic attacks if I had to speak in public. And part of my role was having to address groups of people or, speak to 100 people, at a meeting. And it was so difficult for me. And I worked really, really hard. I knew that I was something I had to really, really work on to overcome. And I had to tell myself a new story about myself that I could get up front and speak in front of people. And, it was instead of telling myself, I can't do this, you have to really, and you have, first of all, you have to believe that you can, and you have to switch your mindset to look at this as a growth opportunity, and then, do the work, practice in front of a mirror, whatever it is, whatever you're trying to overcome or whatever you're trying to become better at, practice it and put yourself in a positive mindset that it is something that you can do, that it's a new skill that you have to acquire. And, not even just in your 20s. In your 20s, I think, is when you become really aware of that. But it's really something that you're going to have to do throughout your lifetime. I mean, I still have to learn new things or face new challenges or overcome, new situations, new technology. Things are always going to change throughout your lifetime. So, the sooner I think you can set your mind to what it is that you want to achieve and then make sure that every step that you take is leading you to, whether it's that job that you want to have, that career you want to have, that thing in your personal life, that you want to have in your life, whatever you want to attract in your life, you do have to work towards it.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. My mom always likes to tell me, she's like, always choose 30 seconds of brave
Oh, I love
because
that.
something amazing always happens. And I've taken that into everything I do in school, in life, doing these interviews. And I really like what you said about change. Change is inevitable, but the way you respond to change, I think, is a true part of your character.
Yeah, and I think you have to just, I think even just having the mindset and recognizing that there is always going to be change. There is always going to be growth needed. Like, don't be surprised by it. Like, embrace it. I love what your mom says. That's awesome.
She's a very smart woman.
Yeah, she is.
You touched on this a little bit earlier, but we really often hear about branding when it comes to businesses, but we're crafting a personal brand too. So, how can you kind of take the business side of it and apply branding to your career, your relationships in your 20s?
So we did touch on it a little bit, but we can, there's, that's a deep, very deep topic, and we can go real deep on that. You have to think about your brand as, what do you want people to think about you? What do you want to leave them with when you leave the room? And I think everyone has to define that. Like, for some people, their brand is they want to be the life of the party. They want to light up every room they walk in. They want to be the person that brings everyone together, to get everyone laughing. That could be your brand. Your brand could also be, you're genuine, you're a person of your word, you're a person of quality character, you're articulate, you're someone that people can count on. Whatever the qualities of yourself that you feel are unique and are the qualities that will drive you forward in your personal life or your professional life, those are the qualities that you should demonstrate on a daily basis. And I think you should, like, for me, with problem solving, that was always something that, people know they could count on me to come to with anything, whether it's personal or career. And I'll listen to them and I'll talk to them and I'll, help come up with some scenarios. So I think whatever it is that You want to be your brand. You have to live it because if, you know, we can all have superficial brands or we can have real, true, genuine brands that show our character and, you know, that we're defined by and that other people recognize us for.
Yeah. And everyone's personal brand is different, right? I mean, if
Right.
we were all the same person, we would just be walking around and meeting
Sure.
like stock characters of ourselves.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, every, you know, we all need the party starter and we need the person you can go to in a crisis. We need all of these different people in our lives.
Exactly. There's a lot of pressure, especially now in today's day and age, from various different areas for people in their young adult years to fit into certain molds. How do you recommend balancing authenticity with the desire you might have to meet expectations of people? And is there a time that you might have struggled with that and kind of how you learn from that?
Again, I think that's like a daily practice, like for your entire life. You know, we're forced to make choices, you know, in our personal lives, in our careers. We're faced with choices that, you know, is this a choice that's going to be good for me? Is this a choice that's going to be bad for me? I think it is part of a daily practice to continue to define yourself and where you belong in the world and who you are and what you stand up for. And, you know, you're always, you might have to overcome daily fears, reshape your perspective on something every day. I couldn't think of like one particular example, but I think, you know, whether you're a student and you are just trying to balance, you know, learning and your social life and what you want out of life, or whether, you know, you're out of school and now you have a job and you're just trying to balance everything. I feel like everyone talks about work-life balance, and I feel like they're really, I feel like work-life balance is always going to be shifting sand throughout your life. And sometimes your, you know, expectations at work are going to be more demanding, and that's going to take all your focus. And then there's other times in your life where your personal life is going to need some real attention. You know, situations come up in both, and it's always about balancing which is gonna, where do I need to put my intention? Where do I need to focus on right now and let some other things, you know, not go by the wayside, but, you know, which is, has to be most important at this moment. And I think that's a daily, lifelong challenge and a series of choices that we have to make every day.
I agree. I agree. As we wrap up today, what are some practical steps you'd suggest for someone in their 20s to take if, you know, they're kind of sitting here listening to this episode, they're like, man, I really want to start reinventing myself. What's a good first step to take?
Okay, so as an employer or someone who, you know, often I've actually just done a ton of interviews recently and have met some amazing young men and women in their 20s. And I will say, from a career perspective, when there's a stack of resumes in front of me and everyone has a great degree from a, you know, respected institution, and they had a great GPA, you know, I'm looking at someone on a piece of paper. I think it is so important for young adults to do something beyond, you know, just attending college. If I looked at your resume, Grace, and saw that you, as a college student, were conducting a podcast, I'd be like, wow. That shows me such initiative. That tells me so much about you as a person that while everyone else is just floundering trying to get the 3.5 or, you know, whatever GPA, you're doing something different. When I can look at someone's resume and see that, you know, during college, they had an internship in their field. That tells me so much about them that they really are looking, they want to work in this field. This is, they know where they want to go, and they know that getting an internship will help them moving forward. If I look at someone's resume and see that they played a sport at the college level, or, you know, or was on the cheer team or the dance team, it tells me that that person, in addition to juggling student life, took on a whole other part-time career, as an athlete. or as their involvement in the school newspaper or whatever it is, that tells me so much about a person. So I highly and strongly recommend that, if you're in college, that you're doing something that makes you stand out, even if it is on paper. And then that also gives me something to talk to you about when, when you're being interviewed. And it tells me so much about your character that you go the extra mile, that you're willing to take on that extra task or that extra assignment. I feel like that means so much. And again, I'm speaking about that in a career situation, but like I said, it also speaks to about you as a person, that you are willing to go, that's your brand, you're willing to go the extra mile, you're doing extra things, you saw something that you care deeply about and you chose to do something about it. I think that's something I would recommend to anyone. I can like my youngest daughter, I'm so proud of her. She graduated from college a couple years ago, and she took a break and worked at a law firm, and now she just had three full scholarship offers to law school. But when she was at University of Maryland, she got involved in as in certain groups that she can, and then she ended up in a mentorship group, and she had an internship at the White House, the State Department, and the FBI, like all in her. And so when anyone looked at her resume, it was like, wow, it's like she got hired by the FBI immediately. It ended up not being something she didn't enjoy it, and she left it and moved to Nashville and decided she wanted to work at a law firm because her ultimate goal was to go to law school. But and I use her just as an example because she had so many job offers and then now so many law school offers just because of the extra things that she did to show that beyond being a good student, she was invested and engaged and went the extra mile. So I highly recommend that to anyone. And if you're out of school in your mid to late 20s, get involved in an organization that speaks to who you are, like, even if it's not related to your career, but maybe you're a political advocate, maybe you're an advocate for social change, maybe you love pets, but you want to donate all that, your time to that. It just shows more about who you are and that you're willing to do something else other than the bare minimum requirements in life.
Right. Yeah. And often I've found in my own life, in my own experience, that you open one door and then it leads to another, and then you go to another and
Absolutely.
another, and everything's just completely connected.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Pam, this has been an incredible conversation, and I think everyone can take away from this that your story matters, your story is unique. Tell your story every day to everyone, and it's a complete reflection of who you are. So, one last question for you as we kind of try to tie this all together. Reflecting on your career, what's the best advice you've ever received?
It's interesting because I wish I could say that I was given good advice, and I think I came up in my career without very male dominated. My employers were all males, and I never had like a mentorship connection with any of them. But I would say that what I've learned and what the advice that I discovered and the advice that I like to give. There's two things. I recommend that every single person read the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And if you haven't heard of it's a life-changing book. And speaking of storytelling and branding, Don Miguel Ruiz, this book, it's called The Four Agreements. And it's very, very simple. It's a very short read. But the four agreements are this: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. And it's kind of like, the golden rule, do unto others, but like it's such simple advice. But when you read this book, I think it helps you put every situation in your life in perspective if you try to live by these four agreements. The other thing that I tell everyone and all the younger girls when they start working at the magazine, and I take a mentorship role with them. They know, everyone that works for me knows that my big saying is life is inconvenient, get over it. So meaning ex not to be negative, but like things are going to happen. You're going to be driving to a really big meeting and you're going to get a flat tire, or when you have kids, you're gonna have something like a really important vacation and your kid's gonna be sick that day. Like, things are gonna happen in your life if you expect them. Like, or so something can happen to you today, Grace, and you can spend your whole day calling her, oh, can you believe this happened? Oh my goodness, this is terrible. And you go on down this rabbit hole of negativity, or you can go, all right, this happened. Wasn't expecting that, but what am I going to do to get over that and get back on the horse, get back on my day, get back on track? And I just feel like if you can embrace life, your personal life and your professional life, but things are going to happen. And you have to like expect that and figure out the way to get over it instead of like getting pulled down by it. Get over it.
No, I love that. Life is inconvenient. Get over it. I love it. I think being resilient has probably been a really defining characteristic of my own life. Rough start to my early life, and I think I'm proud to say that I think I did exactly what you said we should do, and kind of just, bounce back and say, you know what happened? It's over. We're gonna move forward, and we're gonna change the story. We're gonna write a new one. So.
Absolutely. And I always say what you focus on expands. If you focus on the positive aspects of your life, on the positive things and being grateful for the things in your life, you can overcome, the adversities in your life. And we all have them.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks again for joining me tonight. I've been talking with Pamela Deller, publisher at LV Style Magazine, about the power of branding and self-image in your 20s. See you next time, everyone. Have a good night.